This, of course, means we just witnessed a debacle. We're in trouble, people. When this is upside down, Indiana loses. The season, for all intents and purposes, is over. Maybe they go to the NIT. Maybe they don't go to the NIT. What the hell difference does that make? The NIT is the party for the unpopular kids to make them feel special while the popular kids go have their own party. Hey, we'll show you. We'll have a party, and they'll wish they came to our party. Never works that way. It doesn't work that way with the NIT. We'll see if Indiana accepts an invitation. If they get one, you would think they would get one because they're 19-14, and that's a legitimate enough record. I don't know if the NIT gets like into the net ratings and into KenPom and all of that. Maybe they do. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. The season, for all intents and purposes, like I said, ends 93-64. Nebraska absolutely mauled Indiana. Indiana, on the offensive end, couldn't sustain any kind of threat. And defensively, they were completely lost. This was just misery. And for anybody who, over the last five games, all of which Indiana won, including games against Wisconsin and Michigan State, two teams that are going to the NCAA tournament, you know what? If you thought, I wonder if Indiana is really good enough to win those five games, and we found out tonight that no, that was a fraudulent result based upon coaching and personnel that really couldn't challenge Khalil Ware. Khalil Ware was a complete difference maker in those five games. People, Mike Woodson starting to rub me the wrong way. Mike Woodson talking about Xavier Johnson as though his absence from Indiana was the reason that Indiana was getting beat like a drum earlier in the season when he was out. That's absolute garbage, excuse-making crap. That is just not valid. That's wrong on its face. And anybody, if he thinks that people are going to buy that crap, he completely underestimates the Indiana fan. And it bothers me that he would say things like that. Number one, it's shade toward the people who were on the floor when Xavier Johnson wasn't there. Number two, they know, people know, he's trying to save his job. That's what he's doing. Despite the fact that he's guaranteed every dime that he's promised by Indiana, Randy Smith says, I'm willing to pay $10 a paycheck for NIL deals. I say the state of Indiana should start an IU tax and Hoosiers can sign up if they want. You know what, Randy, I get it, but I think that we've seen, and thank you also, Austin, for the donation. I think we've seen that NIL is not necessarily a way to win. Indiana's spending NIL cash. Every single kid on scholarship for Indiana is making a minimum six figures. That's fact. And so maybe that doesn't play in the world of like Kentucky basketball. I have no idea. How's Oklahoma do it? How's Texas do it? How's Houston do it? I don't know. But Indiana does the NIL game at a really high level. But buying players, I don't know what Tominaga gets in NIL. You know what I mean? You got beat tonight by a guy, and we were talking about him today. We were talking about Lawrence. Lawrence at one point had made 9 of his last 10 threes against Indiana. Without him shooting that well against Indiana, all right, he was making 28%. Because of the way he shot against Indiana, he's making 34% from beyond the arc. That's just based upon the games against Indiana. Indiana was outshot from beyond the arc, obviously. It was a little bit worse at different parts of the game. They got out hit 14-5. So Indiana hit 5 of 20 in large part because C.J. Gunn decided, hey, you know, when the cat's away, the mouse can't play. And so somebody had to shoot the damn basketball, and C.J. Gunn decided it was going to be him. Every time he touched it, that ball went up. I don't blame him in the least. Things went wobbly for this team, completely wobbly tonight, and that has to do I think with the style of play of Nebraska, the quality of the coach in Fred Hoiberg, and the way that team from Nebraska hit threes, really, really good. That's the way you win in college basketball today. So you got Tominaga who can flat shoot. Man, when was the last time you saw a kid from Indiana make shots like that? It's been a while. The construct of this team for Indiana, we can do a little bit of a post-mortem as we talk about this game. The construct is all wrong. Like, you can't just bring in high-ranked guys who are hoping to go to the league at their first opportunity and think that somehow you're going to be able to win with those guys. That's not the way college basketball works. We've seen it forever. Age wins in college basketball. Stars do not win. Nobody's got more stars on the roster than Indiana. 46 stars as compiled by Rivals. 46 of them, more than anybody. Talent's not enough. You got to be able to play the game. You got to be able to play hard and play smart. Understand what you're supposed to be doing all the time. You saw Khalil Ware tonight on that play where the big came behind him and got the flush in transition because he wasn't looking. He didn't see that kid. And so they made the pass to him. And Ware was like, "What? Who the hell are they throwing it to?" Boom, bucket. You can't do that. You can't get lost as you play basketball. And Indiana gets lost like it's their job, both on the offensive end and the defensive end. And you see, I was talking to Dan today, Dokic, on Two Big Brains. We did one at like 3:30 this afternoon talking about this game. And he was talking about how Indiana, for a period of time, like 12 minutes against Michigan State, played cohesive basketball that made sense. But they weren't able to do it over the long haul. And because if you can't do it over the long haul, you just can't do it. And it, you know, it's time for Cuban to get involved. Do you think he's not? He's there. He's involved. There are lots of people with lots of money that have Indiana degrees. And they're all involved. And I know what you're kind of alluding to. You're alluding to, I don't think to NIL. I think you're alluding to the coaching situation. And, you know, the question for Scott Dolson is this. Do you see a path through what is today with Mike Woodson as the coach toward a tomorrow that's different, fundamentally different from today? Do you see that? And if he doesn't, man, as soon as you understand you made a mistake hiring, you got to correct that mistake and go get somebody else. If you see a path through to competence with Indiana basketball and success with Indiana basketball at a measure that fans covet and you covet, you know what? Go. Stay with Mike Woodson. Another year of this. We're going to see with the portal who's going to bow out, who's going to opt out. I'm guessing you're going to see some guys leave. You always see guys leave. We know that Xavier Johnson's gone. We know that Anthony Walker is gone. And so what do you have left? Khalil Ware is likely going to the draft, I'm guessing. The thing with these guys, the thing with mercenaries, and Khalil Ware, mercenary might be too strong a word, but if you come for the cash and you come for the opportunity and you come to build your NBA resume, you're looking for the exit door, right? And if you're looking for the exit door, you're not going to talk like Zach Edey did today after Purdue won, where he's saying, you know what? From last year when we lost in the tournament, we were dedicated to making this happen, this month happen. It's here right now, and we are all about winning this tournament and then go to the next tournament and winning that one. You're not going to get that from the mercenary guys who come to Indiana because they're trying to build a resume and they're trying to build a skill set that translates to the NBA instead of being a component to a successful team. You're just not, that's not going to happen. That's not how they're wired. That's not how their families are wired. You think their families are eager. You know what? You come back here. You take a pass on those millions of dollars, and you come back to Indiana, and you show those Boilermakers something, and you show the corn. Are you kidding? Nobody thinks like that. No parents of these kids thinks like that. These guys, all highly rated, all think that they're going to the league, and they can't wait to go to the league. So they're going to declare for the draft, and they're going to go through the pre-draft workouts and all of that stuff. And then who are we going to retain? Who are we not going to retain? How many seats on the bus do we need to fill with transfer portal guys? That is not a sustainable way to build a roster. It just isn't. Tyler Owen says Nebraska played with passion and pride we haven't seen at IU since 2016. They deserve to win. They won with kids who want to be there and play basketball. Indiana should take notes. I'd correct only one thing about what you said, Tyler, and that's you cited 2016. I would say 2013. I'd go back that far. I think in 2016, that thing was already on wobbly wheels, and Indiana kind of capitalized on a weak schedule, an unbalanced schedule that was in its favor, and a weak Big Ten that year in order to win the Big Ten. No shade to that Indiana team, but I think the last really good team that Indiana had where you felt like, all right, these guys are bought in, was in 2012, 2013. But I get what you're saying. Nebraska, they like each other. They play with a joy, you know, and they had guys. Williams, really good. Tominaga, the folk hero. Lawrence just keeps knocking down shots against Indiana. He was 5 of 5 from beyond the arc the last time these two teams played on February 21st. He was 3 of 4 tonight. You know, if you don't defend with some kind of smarts, you're going to get beat no matter how long you are, no matter how good you are. It doesn't matter. If you leave guys open, and it wasn't just guys being left open. There were times tonight when Cups and when Johnson did everything they could possibly do to make it uncomfortable for Nebraska shooters, and they still knocked down shots. What Nebraska did on the other end was make Khalil Ware really uncomfortable. They physicaled Khalil Ware. Dan and I were talking today. We were talking, but Dan was really saying it, that what Zach Edey does is he exerts physical dominance over his counterpart. He makes it unpleasant to play against. He initiates hard contact, and over the course of a game, eventually guys wear down and they're like, what the hell are we going to do? I can't stop this 7'4", 310-pound guy. What are we doing? This guy's too damn big. He's too damn tough, and I can't measure up. That's what Edey does. And that's what Mast was able to do tonight to Khalil Ware. Randy Smith says, at this point, go find three stars that can shoot threes. Indiana's the best state for three-point shooter. Just said we don't have any shooting. Here's what you do, Randy, and I get what you're saying, and shooting has to be a component. But what you need to do, you're putting the cart before the horse a little bit. You're starting to look for players, and this Mike Woodson's doing this, looking for players without identifying and exerting a culture. You haven't put together a mission statement. This is who we are. This is how we are going to play. That's what Matt Painter has done. Matt Painter goes out and recruits to a type. And that type, those guys fit together, and those guys win games. And they play winning basketball, and they push each other in the summer. And they come together as a unit. And this is like, well, excuse the teams from like 2013 through 2015. But before that, with Hummel and JJ and Etuan, that group, Chris Kramer also, that team was all about that. And then they got wobbly, and you saw what happened. They were recruiting not to that type, not to that behavioral mode, and all of a sudden the wheels came off the cart. Then he got back at it because he realized his mistake. and he started recruiting Purdue kids to play Purdue-style basketball, and all of a sudden, they can't lose in the Big Ten. Indiana has no type. They have no style. They have no behavioral mode. And if you don't have those things identified, all you're doing when you go out and look at kids in the summer, or when you go to Mount Verde again and again and again, I don't know who knows people at Mount Verde, but I hope Indiana's done recruiting there. You're looking at length. You're looking at verticality. You're looking at the way guys run the floor. That's not basketball. That's a part of basketball. That's a part of the process of recruiting, identifying players that you want to recruit. But it's not the thing. It can't be the thing. Indiana has made it the thing, and they have failed in executing winning basketball with that being the thing. They did it. Woodson did it the first 2 years with Archie's guys. Reginald says, say what you want. FanDuel had IU regular season wins at 10.5. Woodson has won 3 straight first-round Big Ten conference tournament. Reginald, I love it. I don't know where you're going with that. I'm not sure. Has won 3 straight opening round games at the Big Ten tournament. Is that the measure we have? That's what we're holding him accountable to? It's not what he holds himself accountable to. He walked in the door saying, I'm here to win championships, NCAA tournaments. I'm here to win Big Ten championships. Let's go. That's his measure. That's the bar he set. And he's fallen so far short, he can't see the bar. He's looking up for the bar. I don't know where you see a bar. I don't see a bar. That's what Mike Woodson's doing. If he had come in, to Scott Dolson's office, he's talking to Quinn, he's talking to Andy Moore, he's talking to all these guys. And he says, hey, all right, here's what I really want to do. I want to go to the play-in year one. Maybe get into the round of 64 through Dayton. I want to finish the Big Ten tournament, win in a couple of games to eke our way into the tournament. And then in year two, I want to go 12-8 in the Big Ten, finish tied for second, which is that's not a bad thing, and then get beat in the round of 32. And then in year three, it's going to go haywire, and we are going to win. We're going to go 500 in the Big Ten with a late flourish. We're going to go to the Big Ten tournament. We're going to win the first game against Penn State. We're going to lose against Nebraska in the quarterfinals, and we're going to play in the NIT. These are the standards of Indiana basketball that I want to assert. They would have thrown his ass out of the building by his belt loops. That's not what this is. If that's all you need out of a coach, if that's all you need out of a program, keep Mike Woodson forever. We know he can do this. I'm not saying fire Mike Woodson. I'm not. But things have to change. You've got no recruits in the pipeline. You don't know how many people you're going to lose through the transfer portal. You don't know how many people you're going to be able to gain in the transfer portal or what kind of kids they are. Are they just mercenaries who are there for the NIL bucks? Or do they actually see Indiana as a place where they want to come and they want to do business, non-NIL business? I'm talking about winning basketball games business. Braden Smith wanted to come to Indiana, would have crawled across broken glass all the way down 37 and 69 from Westfield, 465 too, to go play at IU. No. Can't have Braden Smith. Just first team all Big Ten point guard as a sophomore. You know what I mean? That's what you get when you identify what you're looking for, what you want out of a player. Matt Painter knew what he wanted. He saw it on tape. They had vid captures of 5 guys. He got to Braden Smith, said, that's a guy we're going to offer him. And people were like, it's Braden Smith. He's ranked like 236. Don't care. He's better than any of those other guys. That's a guy, Matt Painter, who knows what he wants to recruit, who knows what works in his program. And Mike Woodson's out there collecting stars like some astronomer. And Indiana winds up losing by, when they lose by 29 tonight. We're going to overreact to the loss. It's what we do. We overreacted to the 5 wins in a row, right? It's what we do. Nobody needs to apologize for it. You don't get bonus points for being circumspect and saying, well, you know, we've got to keep calmer heads. No, Scott Dolson needs to keep a calmer head. Us, we get to get pissed off. We get to get angry when we see shit like this. That's what we get to do because we're fans. That's what fans are. And by the way, I don't want to throw any more attention to this guy than's necessary, but that idiot in the blue jacket and the Indians jacket on the sidelines of that game, I don't like that guy at all. And fueled by a couple of beers, if I was in that arena, I think I'd tell him about it. And I think maybe on a night like this, you get a little bit, put him up against a wall and say, what? Stop being an idiot. I probably wouldn't do that, but I'd want to. Uncle Buckles says, frankly, I'm glad the season's over. I get it. I know. I don't blame you. Randy Smith says, just write a check to whoever wins the Natty this year. Throw as much money at this. I'm so tired of this losing. You know what? But that's what is Indiana basketball, right? And how do you hire to those traits, to that character? Who do you bring in? Who is that? And then that guy has got to figure out what he wants Indiana basketball to be, and then he's got to recruit to that. You know what I mean? Chris Beard is an interesting guy. Dusty May, I don't know. Dusty May seems to be a good coach. I haven't watched a lot of Florida Atlantic since the NCAA last year. But you've seen coaches, you've seen this at Butler. You've seen coaches who have fit and it worked. You've seen coaches whose style really didn't fit the Butler way necessarily and it didn't work. You've seen that. And hopefully Thad can bring that back and did to an extent this year. You see it at Purdue all the time, like we say. DePaul is so far removed from that kind of thought process, it's crazy. Louisville, they have no idea what they're doing. They're doing the same thing. They're trying to win next year instead of build something with sustainable success. There is no sustainability in recruiting through the portal alone. You have to have a generous and a thick pipeline from the high schools in your area. And then you augment. It's like running an NFL team. You need to build through the draft, and you need to fill holes with free agents so that you don't have to hit on every draft pick in order to have your team continue to flourish. You do both, like the Chiefs do. Chiefs are geniuses. It's not just Mahomes. They're really good at what they do, and they have been for a while. The Hoosiers need to get there. What are we? Let's hire to what that is. And NBA coaching, I don't think is a fertile area for going and getting college coaches. It's just, and you know what? Jake Diebler's over at Ohio State, and he's getting a lot of applause, getting his flowers, right? And all good. But being a full-time coach as opposed to being an interim coach, completely different. You got to do so many different things when you're the interim coach and the full-time coach. Full-time coach is running the corporation, right? You got people recruiting. You're working all of those angles. You're building relationships with the high school programs. You're talking to people, potential portal people. You're really getting a lot of work done that's outside of managing your current roster to win games in the now. You're running the program is a hell of a lot different than being the head coach of an NBA team. And you know what? Whether Mike Woodson is able to adjust appropriately, I don't know. I'm not worried about Liam McNeely. I don't care. doesn't mean anything to me. Somebody outbid Indiana. Go play. I don't worry about 18-year-olds and where they're going to college. I'm not worried about Liam McNeely not being a part of Indiana basketball. If he wants to pull out at Indiana, and did, so he does, you know what? Fine. The rationale, meaningless to me. That nobody's coming and that people in the state of Indiana are not being pursued with zeal, I don't get it. You know, Mike Woodson continues to extol the virtues of Anthony Leal because Leal knows how to play. Leal, two things. Really smart last night. The putback was really, really good. Really, really smart. And then he didn't go jumping around thinking that he'd conquered the world. He got back and got in a defensive stance and kept the guy who Penn State wanted to have the ball from getting a ball. That's basketball. Good for him. You know what? We'll see about the Knit. If they get invited to the Knit, you go to the Knit. Let's go. Dick Stillwagon says, Kent, please, honest opinion. Will you be rooting for Purdue the remainder of the season? I will root for Purdue. Absolutely, 100% will root for Purdue. I want – Matt Painter is one of the best guys in college coaching. I like him a lot. I like Paul Lusk a lot. He's an assistant. I like the way that team plays. They are gritty. They back each other. I like them a lot. There's nothing to dislike about Purdue. When they play Indiana, we have some fun. But I really like Purdue. And I'll say one thing about one other program. If whoever the AD, and I'm sorry I don't know who the AD at IUPUI is. By the way, they're now called Indiana University Indianapolis. Not IUPUI, but we all know them as IUPUI because it's been branded as IUPUI forever. So that change is going to come hard for a while. When I talk about IUPUI, I understand that Purdue's not a part of the process anymore down there. At any rate, hire Paul Corsaro. What are you doing? He is a top-ranked Division II team in America. He's done it the right way. He is a really smart guy. He is a tremendous competitor. That's who you hire to rebuild your program. Nobody's been able to win at IUPUI since Ron Hunter. It's been a while since IUPUI has won. Paul Corsaro is going to win. Don't overthink that. Just hire the man. 35 years old, he is ready to take on that challenge and build a program that you will be proud of. Now, Indiana, at some point, because let's face it, Woody's 66, and at some point, you know what, it's going to be over, right? He's not Leonard Hamilton. At some point, you got to hire another guy. Whether it's now, whether it's then, we can talk about that. That's a conversation for another day. You know what? You got to figure out what you are before you figure out who you're going to hire. Make sure and like this video. Subscribe if you don't already. Absolutely subscribe. Hit the bell anytime anything happens and twice every weekday. With Breakfast with Kent, with Inside Indiana Sports Now, bing, we're there live, interactive like this, and that's all kinds of fun. So go ahead and do that. Like this video. Like I said, you want to make a donation, go ahead. Reginald says, who would you prefer, IU as is or IU as UK? I don't know exactly what that, I don't want IU to be as UK is. I don't like the way John Calipari has never worked at any university other than the University of John Calipari. That's the program he runs. He runs his program on your campus. I want a guy who runs Indiana basketball as Indiana's program, and he just knows he's the steward of it. That's what I want in an Indiana coach. And maybe that winds up being Mike Woodson. All right. We can talk about that too. But, I don't like Indiana just engaging in auctions, getting at the table with big programs. I don't know what the hell that means. Decide who you are. Recruit to that and go win Big Tens. They do it an hour and a half north of Bloomington, up in Tippecanoe County. That's what they do. And they're very successful at it. So you better beat them at your own game, at their game, because your game just got beat by Nebraska by 29 points. Nebraska beat Indiana this year by 29 points, 16 points, and 15 points. Nebraska got beat twice by Penn State. Change what you do, or we're staring straight down the barrel of another season dead like this. You can't continue to do this to us. For God's sake, look at me. You think I want to go through another year like this? Hell to the no. Have a great weekend. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. If you go out tomorrow night for St. Patrick's Day, because it's a Saturday and you don't want to wait till Sunday, you know what? Wear green and be Irish for a day and stay safe. No driving. Be a person. Be considerate.